all of us a very real loss. But most of all, we come to glorify God, who, because of his great love and his great mercy, has redeemed Vicky by the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and enabled her to be today, as we gather here together in this room, she's in the very presence of the Lord and seeing him face to face. The psalmist writes in Psalm 145, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever." And then we read from John chapter 14, where Jesus said, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful that we can all be here together this morning in this room as we remember the life of Victoria Lynn Bregard. Father, we want to honor her memory this morning. We want to remember what she meant to each of us. And Father, we want you to be glorified because you are the one who, by the blood of Jesus, made a way into eternity for Vicky. And you are the one who, because of your saving grace, Vicky had confidence, and we can have confidence that she stands now in your very presence. For we know the word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, which is better by far. And so we're confident of these truths as we come, Father, but we also come as those who grieve. We grieve as those who have hope, Father, hope in eternal life. And we thank you for these truths, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
The wrath of God was satisfied. Vicki Bergard, 1958-2013. Vicki Bergard was born November 22, 1958, in Oklahoma City, the fourth of five children of Jim and Marilyn Milam. She grew up in Oklahoma City and graduated in 1977 from Grant High School in Oklahoma City. She went on to study at Oklahoma State University, where she earned undergraduate and master's degrees in chemical engineering. After graduation, Vicki worked for an engineering consulting firm and later for the city of Tulsa for several years in environmental engineering. Vicki married Paul Bergard on April 22, 1989, on this very stage at TCF. After their oldest child, Anne-Marie, was born, Vicki served as an accountant for Paul's companies for her remaining years. Vicki was an active member of Tulsa Christian Fellowship. She volunteered in Bible Bowl for more than 10 years and served in the church nursery for about 10 years. She was also involved in various prayer activities in the church and away from the church. She was an active member of Moms in Touch, which prays for children and their schools. Vicki was also involved in prayer partnerships with various TCF women through the years. Diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer in March of 2013, Vicki fought a courageous battle as the disease spread and eventually took her life. Vicki passed from this life into the presence of the Savior she loved and served about noon on Friday, December 13, 2013. She is survived by Paul, her husband of 24 years, and four children, Anne, Leo, Adrian, and Emma. She is also survived by her parents, three sisters, and one brother, along with their spouses, numerous nieces and nephews, and grandnieces and nephews on both her side of the family and Paul's side of the family.
We want to sing Amazing Grace, and so we would love if you would stand with us and sing this. If it's too difficult to stand, please stay seated, but please sing with us. Grace that taught my heart to hear and raise.
be seated. Now, some of us, when it comes time to face death, won't have the advance notice that our dear sister Vicky had. Though many of us were praying and praying hard and long for God and His mercy to intervene and spare her life, Vicky knew early on that the prognosis for her recovery was not good. So though she was a woman of strong faith and courage, and she really battled this disease as fiercely as she could, hoping to recover, she also knew the Word of God. She knew that the Bible says death is the last enemy to be destroyed. It's the last enemy because even though Christ ultimately defeated sin and death with His death on the cross and His resurrection, we will all face death in this life, unless the Lord, of course, returns to bring down the final curtain in the history of our lifetime. She also knew that when we cannot understand hard things in this life, we can rely on the Word of God and what the Word tells us about God's character. She believed what it says in Isaiah chapter 55. She believed when the Lord said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." She believed that God's plans and purposes are perfect, even when we don't, indeed, even when we cannot fully understand. She believed that this did not in any way contradict God's goodness. She believed what Scripture tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Many of you could probably recite this verse, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose. And Vicky was indeed called according to God's purpose. But it's very hard for all of us to understand, isn't it? Can we be honest this morning? We prayed, we believed, Vicky fought this with all the faith that she had and cooperating with all that God's gift of medical science could provide. Yet, on Friday, just this past Friday, December 13th, her appointed time had come, and she entered paradise to see face to face the Lord Jesus whom she served. So though it's hard for us to understand, it's also a test of what we really believe. Do we really believe that at the moment we die in Christ, we are immediately in the presence of the Lord? Now, that's what the Scripture tells us, but in that moment, for those of us who are still in this life, do we believe that? Because in that moment, our faith meets reality. Vicky said early on, soon after her diagnosis, that she said to me, and she said probably to many of you, "My life is in God's hands." But the truth is, Vicky lived much of her life illustrating that her life was in God's hands, living it out, not just in the last months of her life, because Vicky believed the Word of God. These aren't just words on a page, as far as Vicky Burgard was concerned. They were life itself. And a constant desire in Vicky's life was that those she knew, those she loved, would believe too. She wanted people to see. She wanted people to come and embrace the truth that she had already found in Christ. So this morning, the things we've already read from Scripture and the things we will read were things that Vicky believed with all of her heart. She knew beyond doubt that these things were true. And like anything that's really worth believing in, it's worth investing your life in too. So Vicky truly lived what she believed. These weren't just words to her. Again, they were God's words. And because she believed that they are true, her life choices absolutely reflected that firm belief. So when she read what the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 1, she believed it. This is from the New Living Translation, where Paul wrote, "For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ, as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ whether I live or die. For to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. But if I live, I can do more fruitful work for Christ. So I really don't know which is better. I'm torn between the two desires. I long to go and be with Christ, which would be far better for me. But for your sakes, it's better that I continue to live. So because Vicky believed that for the sake of her family, for the sake of her children especially, it would be better for her if she continued to live, she prayed. And we prayed for her healing. She underwent chemo. She underwent radiation. But she also believed another thing the Apostle Paul wrote here, that to be with Christ as she is at this very moment is far better for her. She believed what Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. Listen to what he wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Faced with her own mortality, Vicky was, as this scripture says, confident of these truths. It was Vicky's goal, as this scripture says, to please God by the way she lived her life, the things she did in this life. And I believe she did. She believed that one of the things that pleases God most is seeing people receive His free gift of redemption in Christ, and then to follow hard after Him their entire lives, the rest of their lives. She wanted people to see what she saw, and she knew to be true about our Lord and our Savior. Many of her life choices really reflected that desire. From the time Anne started school, Vicky was involved, as we noted a few minutes ago, with a group of women called Moms in Touch, whose mission was to pray for their children and their schools. When Anne started Bible Bowl, Vicky and Paul both got involved, and Vicky served for more than 10 years until Emma finished Bible Bowl. And Paul just retired from Bible Bowl after 15 years. Why? Why? What motivated Vicky to be involved in these kinds of things? She believed. She believed, and she wanted others to taste and see that the Lord is good. She wanted others, starting with her children, starting with her family, starting with her children's friends, the kids in her home church here at TCF, to see, to know, to believe too. So she invested herself in these kinds of things. She poured herself into these things from the beginning of her illness until the day she died. Vicky's greatest concern was not herself or her illness. Any of us would have understood if she focused on herself. After all, battling cancer is really true, genuine suffering, and it's hard to get outside of ourselves when we suffer, isn't it? But Vicky said to me, and I'm sure she said to others more than once, that she wanted her children and her family to know, to see that God is good. She didn't want the reality of her pain and her suffering to be a barrier to the faith in God, the God she trusted in, the Lord Jesus who saved her, the one who made a way for her to be with the Lord even at this very moment. Her overarching concern, more than anything else, was that her family, her friends, see the goodness of God, that we see and experience His grace and His mercy. Now, Vicky wasn't perfect any more than the rest of us are, but this too marked her belief system, which impacted the way she lived. knowing that not a one of us is capable of living a perfect life. She believed the A verse in Bible Bowl. Some of you Bible Bowl kids can recite that for us. All have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. She also believed in the B verse. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. And she believed that because of what the C verse says. Christ died for our sins. So she invested herself in teaching kids and helping kids learn and giving them incentives to learn these things. She also believed what it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. But she also believed what it says in verse 10 about those who are saved by faith. It says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them, so that we should live them out. Vicky's life reflected the reality of the gospel. Only God's grace can save us, and we are not good enough to earn eternity. But we are to live out those good works. When we are saved, we are created for good works. And that's a very practical way that we follow Christ. These things are the things that Vicky believed. And these things are the things that Vicky wanted all of us here to see. Anne Marie and Trey and Adrian and Emma, you are your mother's legacy. You are her heritage. You know, the Apostle John wrote in 2 John chapter 1, it has given me great joy to find some of your children walking in the truth just as the Father commanded us. There's no greater joy your mother could have than to see you, each one of you, walking in his truth and witnessing the way you loved your mother in the final days especially tells me that she has truly passed on to you a heart of compassion and godly heritage. The best way the Brigard kids, the best way her beloved husband Paul, the best way her sisters and her brother, the best way her parents, the best way her in-laws, and any of her family or extended family, all of you, or her friends here today, can honor the memory of our dear sister is to see the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To see it as Vicky saw it, and she embraced it, and she lived it out. A few weeks ago, America marked the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, which was also Vicky's 55th birthday. What many people don't know is that C.S. Lewis, who wrote many wonderful Christian books, but perhaps is best known for writing the Chronicles of Narnia, also died the same day as President Kennedy, the same day, same year. 7 years earlier, before C.S. Lewis died, he described death in one of his books like this. The term is over, the school term he was referring to. The holidays have begun. The dream is ended. This is the morning. Imagine for a moment with me, if you will, what Vicky hoped and believed she would see when she closed her eyes in her last moment here on earth and opened her eyes for the first moment in eternity and saw the face of her Savior. And I think one of her first thoughts had to be, this is so much better than I could have possibly imagined. And I hope that my family, I hope that my loved ones will someday see this too. Let's imagine that for a moment together as we view this video. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our afflictions so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also comfort is abundant through Christ. Would you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, we're grateful what Vicky is seeing right now. We're grateful for the truth in Scripture that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, which is better by far. And we can't even hardly imagine, Lord, of what she's experiencing now. And so that brings us comfort. That brings us encouragement. Yet we do grieve, Father. We grieve the loss of Vicky. But we thank you for her life. We thank you that her life was about glorifying you and serving you. And we pray, Heavenly Father, as we remember Vicky, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would indeed be the God of all comfort in our lives and bring comfort to us as we mourn her loss. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you're able to take the time, we're going to dismiss you row by row to have an opportunity to file past the casket and then greet Paul and the Brigard children and the family as you leave the auditorium. We understand that some of you are getting away from work for a little bit, and if you don't have time for that and can't wait in the line, you should feel free to do so in a moment once we begin to file people past. On behalf of the family, I want to thank all of you for coming today to honor Vicky, to show your support for the Brigard and the Milam families. So if the ushers would come, let's prepare for dismissal.